Hey, hope you're ready for more. My name is Lena. We are in Morning Minutes studying the book of 1 Corinthians in a verse-by-verse, chapter-by-chapter study called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom for Everyday Life. And we've been dealing with everyday life issues and hope you're enjoying it. We are in episode 57, coming to the tail end of this book, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 12 through 19 today. I call this teaching, Without This, There's Nothing. So let's read those verses and make some comments. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there's no resurrection of the dead? But if there's no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misinterpreting God because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. Now, some amazing verses. Tomorrow is going to launch even a more exciting section. But without this, there's nothing. We're talking about the resurrection. And there was a thread of rumbling in the Corinthian church that the resurrection of Jesus did not really happen. And so this was a serious thing that Paul needed to address in addition to everything else that was going on that needed to be addressed. And incidentally, you notice that worldliness will seep into the church. And initially, it might be little issues of disobedience that might lead to doctrinal issues that are of much more serious consequences. And so without the resurrection, there's nothing. This is a serious issue. So number one, either Christ did rise from the dead or he did not. Okay, can we agree to that? If you're listening, you don't believe in Christ, I certainly don't believe in his resurrection. I think we can all still agree that it either happened or it didn't, all right? There's enough evidence that Jesus was a man who lived in this world. And so the fact that people talk about the resurrection mandates a search for whether this is true or not. I think this is logic. I'm not an apologist per se, but I am a logical human being. I'm an ER doctor, so I'd like to kind of look at the obvious. And so you know, it's sort of like, I mean, I'm not comparing it to that. Well, I guess I am. But, you know, patients come in and they'll tell me that they've used certain modalities in treatment. And the fact that they use them should mandate us to search. Is it real or not? And then come to the right conclusion, even if you disagree emotionally on what they're using. And there's all kinds of techniques that people will use in healing. And so same thing, if millions of people over time have talked about the resurrection, that it mandates the search of whether this is true or not. The fact that Christ was raised from the dead will have deep implications for all of us, all right? If a man is raised from the dead, there are some implications for us. Whether you receive that resurrection for your life or not, there are some implications. It implies that there's life after death. It implies that there is a God who might be the one who's raising life from the dead, and on and on. So there's implications. So either Christ did rise from the dead or he did not. Number two, either we tell the truth about the resurrection or we speak lies. So either Paul's telling the truth or he's lying. Either the disciples are telling the truth or they're lying. Either the 500 witnesses told the truth or they're lying. Either Jesus told the truth about him resurrecting himself after death or he's lying. You have to at least logically conclude that. The fact that preachers preach about the resurrection makes them truth tellers or liars. Either they're telling the best news that ever was or they're lying. To deny, oh, by the way, another option is they're crazy. And Josh McDowell has a book where he talked about, you know, Jesus, lunatic, liar, or I don't remember the third. Anyway, he had that same premise. So to deny that something that happened did not makes us either ignorant or liars. We're either self-deceived or lying. So this is without this, there's nothing. You've got to consider the importance of the resurrection. Now, number three, either we can be saved by faith in the resurrection, or in Jesus who rose from the dead, or we're wasting our time. Either we can be saved by faith or we're wasting our time. And Paul is building up to this. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. The saddest thing in the world is to think that you're saved and be lost. I really do think it's very sad to be lost, but if there's anything sadder, it's to think that you're saved and be lost. And of course, it takes faith to believe that you're saved. And of course, that faith is not a blind faith. It is a faith built on a whole lot of things, including prophecies of the Old Testament, the life of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus, the Word of God now, and on and on and on. But the saddest thing in the world is to think you're saved and be lost. Now, if you know anything about philosophy, Pascal wrote a book, Pensée, The Thinking of Pascal, and he made this wager, he's known for it, where, you know, he says, even if he put his faith in God, he says, even if I'm wrong, I'd rather be wrong. And what Paul's saying is, no. Either Jesus did rise from the dead, or you're lost, and it's really sad, and you're to be pitied. The biggest waste of time is to live for a cause but be lost. And I agree with that. Hope is not hope if it doesn't carry us into eternity. And we're going to come back tomorrow and see that Paul is just building an argument to hit the punchline, which is, I'm going to give it to you today because I'm a spoiler alert freak. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. So tomorrow we're going to talk about the power of the resurrection. For today, without this, there's nothing. Without the resurrection, there's no Christian faith. And think about that statement today. Because of the resurrection, we can say that it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. All right? I believe that. I hope you do too. If you want to know Jesus and don't, send me an email at lena@livingwithpower.org. Christ is waiting with open arms for you. Love you guys, and I'll catch you again tomorrow.